This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. I'm grateful to the Uniting Church magazine Insights for this story called Teaching the Black Dog of Depression to Heal, written by Marjorie Lewis Jones. Now, it's an amazing look at what Matthew Johnson did in writing a book about his depression. And his book is called I Had a Black Dog, published by Pan Macmillan. Now, what happened was that Matthew was in New York the day the World Trade Center's collapsed. That was in September 2001. We'll never forget that, will we? Now, while he wasn't injured in that horrific attack, he did see others die. He was in New York, a creative director for a multi-million dollar advertising agency. But the point is that he suffered from depression, and he realized that his life had to change. And this is what he said in the book. I was living the life of someone I thought I was, but I wasn't actually who I was. I knew I had to find a more authentic way to be true to who I am. So Matthew Johnson wrote a book which describes what it's like to suffer from depression and to try and help others just like himself. And Matthew says that the greatest need for people with depression is to be understood. And I like what he says here. We may all have our own way and our own faith. He said, but all of us desire the same thing, and that is to be loved and understood. He quotes Winston Churchill, who talked about depression as a black dog. That's why the title, I Had a Black Dog. And Matthew says that depression is not a life sentence. You've just got to deal with it and face it. Well, I've read, as I guess you have, other stories and articles about this, but it's typical of someone else called Sean. Now, Sean is aged 31, and he said the best way to describe depression is like going down a long, slow hill. He said you're aware of the slide, but you can't do anything about it. So isn't it true that depression costs so much? It costs the community something like, and I've seen this figure quoted, $3 billion a year. And maybe you know what it's like yourself, or you know of someone who suffers from the dark days of depression. So it's a really big topic. It's like the day the dark cloud comes into our lives, we don't feel like continuing. So if that's you, you're in good company. Now, I say that because in the Bible, we read of many people who were not exempt from these feelings as well. The psalmist, he said, and we read in Psalm 42, verse 5, why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? And another time when God called Moses to this enormous challenge of leading his people out of the slavery in Egypt, he said, I can't carry all these people by myself. The burden's too heavy. If this is how, God, you're going to treat me, put me to death right now. That's in Numbers 11. So Moses suffered emotional pain, anxiety. He just couldn't cope with the responsibilities. It's a very human thing, isn't it? And yet we know that Moses was one of the greatest men in the Bible. What about somebody else called Jonah? Well, there was a spiritual campaign in Nineveh. And here's what Jonah prayed after this event. Now, O Lord, take away my life. It's better for me to die than to live. And probably one of the best-known people who've suffered from depression was Elijah from the Old Testament. Here's Elijah, the great prophet. There was a tremendous battle against one of the prophets of Baal, and that was on Mount Carmel. And here was Elijah who said, I've had enough, Lord, take my life. 1 Kings 19:4. So depression is no respecter of persons. It can strike anyone. It's not a sin, it's a symptom, isn't it? Depression's like the warning light on the dashboard of your car. It's a message that something needs attention. Now, in Elijah's case, he needed a meal, he was hungry, an angel told him to get up and eat. So I think there's something to be learned about that too, that we should never neglect our bodies. We need to look after ourselves physically. And Elijah, if you read the story in 1 Kings 19, knew that he could talk to his God. He really blew off steam, he was very angry at God, and he said, I'm the only one left. But God didn't condemn or criticize him. He just let him vent his frustrations. And so it is with us. If you feel upset, depressed, talk to God, your Heavenly Father. You know, there's nothing better than coming to the presence of God and realizing his love for you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your great love. Lord, in those times of depression, may you come near to us, support us by your love. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.